Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me, blowing in and going, ready to go. First of all, we're going to do our picks quickly. Tell us where we stand, Giddo.
Nothing changed. Absolutely nothing changed.
That's because you piggybacked off our picks. You got to start taking some chances,
you
buddy.
You piggybacked off my picks.
No, sir. I picked first in just about every one of those last week. Thank you. Especially
the non-conference. I think we switched up. Alex picked first some. I picked first some.
No, I don't piggyback off anything for you. I can't eat that much.
Normally, I go first on this show. 8-2 overall for all three of us, which was nice. Of course, hey. I went against the grain, picked Duke to beat Virginia. That didn't go too well, but I did get Georgia over Texas.
Yeah, you did.
So that evened it out.
Bama, but nobody from Las Vegas has called me. What about you?
Nobody.
They should be calling Alex because he currently sits at 61-29 leading the pack. David,
61-29.
David, you're two behind them, 59-31, and I sit in last place. Six behind Alex, four behind David, 55-35.
He's only got 2 weeks, are we picking this?
We got bowls. That's where you made up all your ground last year.
But are we doing championship week?
No, we'll do championship week. All right, and it gets real easy next week. Rivalry week, 10 SEC games.
Oh, I'm all on it.
It's going to be great.
All right, let's get to these little piss willies you got.
Well, I mean, it's not like these aren't premier institutions in America, not football institutions.
It's not like that I care about watching them either.
We'll start out 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPNU. The battle for the Ivy League.
My God.
9-0 Harvard heads to 7-2 Yale. The winner is in the FCS playoffs. This was a long shot for game day. It should have been considered over where they ended up going.
Never.
Wouldn't have been my pick, but it should have. But it had a better chance for me than where they actually chose. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't
even
want to talk about this. I'll go first.
Harvard and Yale?
I'll pick. I'm just not going to talk about it. Harvard. Give me Harvard.
Harvard.
So is this where I got to start going against the grain?
You better start taking some chances, Bubba.
Harvard, they've got some interesting stats. They've thrown the ball well, but Yale's run the ball better throughout the year. I'm going to believe that Yale at home runs on their running game led by Pitsenberger, who's already got over 1,000 yards.
Pitsenberger, that's why I picked it.
Pitsenberger. It says burger on the end
of it. I'm going with the burger, the Yale Bulldog burger. Gets it done. Yale wins at home.
I can't believe we're even talking about the freaking Ivy League. The only thing that's important about Ivy is what's on the wall at Wrigley Field.
Those are the premier institutions of America.
Premier institutions, my rear end. Let's go.
All right, so we'll go to what should have definitely been picked as game day this week. Two of the top three teams in the FCS playing each other. 1 p.m. Central Time. You can find this one on your ESPN app. It is the 9-2 Montana State Bobcats heading to the undefeated 11-0 Montana Grizzlies. We were trying to figure out who the nicknames of these teams were. They should definitely be – Pat McAfee should be in Missoula. Saturday.
So I'll let you go first on this one then. Since you know all about the Grizzlies and the Bobcats, you got all your information down there. Just tell me who's
going
to win.
He
knows how to eat them.
I'm going with the home team here. Undefeated. They stay undefeated. Quarterback Kaali Ayat. Ayat. Sounds like Jimmy Uso. WWE.
Sounds like somebody threw up after they had a lot to drink the night before.
Ayat. And the Grizzlies win in Missoula.
You're going with
who? I'm going with Montana.
Okay, who are you going with, Montana or State, Bal?
Montana.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go with the Grizzlies only because they're playing at home. They have shown some things there before. That's a tough place in the FCS, but I can't believe we're picking that freaking game. Go on. Montana and Montana State, can we not find anything better, Bowman?
I mean, it was two of the top three in the country in FCS.
Tiddlywinks between Idaho and Burford would have been better.
The FBS slate this week is absolutely horrendous, worst of the year.
And how many of them will be hosting the trophy at the end of the year?
One of them will hoist the FCS trophy.
That one don't matter.
That's actually the one that goes down in the NCAA record
That's
books.
The one that don't matter. Keep going. Where are we going here?
Because all the college football playoff titles are mythical, according to the NCAA.
Let's pick Sam Houston and Middle Tennessee State.
I thought about that game, but I decided there was a better game.
Their combined record, David, is 3-17.
That's about what he would pick.
Oh, well, you just got to take that one away to find the record of the team that we will pick this week. South Florida heading to Protective Stadium to take on the UAB Blazers. South Florida, 21.5-point favorites. I'm surprised it's that little. 2 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+.
I'm going to let my Blazer boy go first here, Bauman. What do you think about your homeboys?
Just forget it. Season's over. USF.
I feel like the last time you said that, they beat Memphis.
Season's over, Giddens. After the last 2 weeks of what I've seen and the awful offense and defense displayed on field.
They lost to Rice.
How do you lose to Rice? Don't you just slow cook it?
They're the Owls. And they can't even see at night. All right, who are you taking?
I've given up, and I think a lot of the fans have. If you looked you looked at the pictures on social media of the four fans in the crowd, I think a lot of UAB fans have given up.
They got bags on their heads now, like the Saints used to do. All right, Giddens, who are you going with?
South Florida lost last week to Navy.
That's last week.
Navy and UAB are two completely different teams.
Come on now.
Navy actually participates on defense.
Navy would beat UAB by 40.
I feel like UAB's probably got better athletes than Navy.
We're talking South Florida and UAB. Who are you taking?
I'm taking South Florida.
Thank you. Give me the Bulls.
But it was close. Uh-huh. It'll be the UAB beats the spread in this game.
They beat the freaking spread.
They beat the spread, but they don't beat South Florida.
Who really cares?
All right, now we're going to head to where it just means more. I need a Marty Smith in here to bring some molasses to
So we're on the SEC now. We're done with non-conference.
Well, we still got some non-conference teams in here, but at least every game here will include an SEC.
So I'm a little bit frustrated, Giddens. You got a rivalry game that you didn't pick.
Which one?
Duke and North Carolina.
I asked David about that one. He said he didn't want to pick it.
If that was basketball, we'd be all over it.
Stanford Cal also this week. Didn't want to pick it.
I don't want to pick.
You'd rather pick Montana State and Montana.
I don't want to pick.
He don't want to pick any games, really.
No, I don't want to pick the ones with what's his name, Bill Belichick. I'm sorry.
What if it was North Carolina and Colorado? Who would you pick?
I wouldn't pick that game. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't care.
And I vetoed USC Oregon this week because I'm salty about the fact that they got game day. Oregon getting game day for a second time this year.
So who have we got?
Come on, we'll start out. 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. The 22nd-ranked Missouri Tigers head to Norman to take on the 8th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma, a touchdown favorite in this one. It's do or die every game from here on out for Oklahoma. All I have left is Missouri or LSU. They should be in the playoff, but crazier things have happened.
Can I go first on this one?
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you. Oklahoma was the team that benefited most out of last week. And I know I'm not going to spend a lot of time on last week, but let's be honest, Oklahoma really beat Alabama in just about every phase of the game. Maybe passing yards was not as much. Oklahoma beats Missouri, and Oklahoma is going to get themselves in position to host a playoff game because they're not going to have to play in Atlanta. Somebody's going to lose in Atlanta. It's not going to be Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma's already eliminated from Atlanta.
Right.
It's just down to Texas A&M, Alabama,
Georgia, and Ole Miss.
Yeah, it could be Ole Miss if Texas A&M falls to Texas. The Ole Miss could get in there.
And Alabama has to lose, too.
There's a lot of it's like tiebreakers because of records that they played and whatnot of teams they played.
It comes down – A&M loses to Texas, Alabama loses to Auburn, and then A&M's at the bottom of the tiebreaker because of their strength of record. It'd be Georgia and Ole Miss.
We'll worry about that next week, but I did want to bring that up in the fact that I think Oklahoma has too much to gain. Venables has them ready. Oklahoma wins.
Yeah, I mean I think I would pick Oklahoma to win this game if it was still Bo Pribula at quarterback. I don't believe in Missouri's ability to drop back and pass the ball very effectively and protect their quarterback, and now they're down to their third stringer. They can run the ball, but Oklahoma's going to commit to taking that away and dare their quarterback to throw, which is also something Oklahoma thrives in. They've gotten, what, six takeaways the last two games. Give me Oklahoma all day at home.
I'm going Boomer Sooner. Missouri on their third-string quarterback. Oklahoma looks like they're getting better and better every week, getting Mateer healthier. The defense played outstanding last week against Alabama, won them that football game, and they're going to do the same thing against Missouri.
So we got one more for the break.
One more for the break.
All right, let's get it.
And it's definitely the biggest game of the week in the SEC. At 1 p.m. Central Time on SEC Network Plus.
Who you got?
The 9-1 Mercer Bears. They're the Bears, right? Aren't they the Bears?
I couldn't tell you.
I think they're the Bears.
I couldn't tell you.
I really don't know, though.
I know they're 9-1.
They're taking on the Auburn Tigers, 4-6. Auburn needs to win back-to-back games to make a bowl. I don't think it's impossible.
I think it's very possible.
They're going to be doing it this week without, I think, everybody's definitive number one quarterback on the roster in Ashton Daniels. It's going to be Deuce Knight or Jackson Arnold starting. Who do you think it's going to be, and who wins this game?
I think Deuce Knight gets the start. I'll let you go first with our Tigers here.
I mean, if Deuce Knight gets the start, he needs to be handing the ball off the majority of the time.
And I think they will.
I think that Auburn needs to just run the ball, not let the FCS leader in sacks do what they do best. Just win at the line of scrimmage. Don't allow the quarterback to drop back that often unless it's in clear play action after they've established the run. Auburn should win this game. They have a clear talent advantage, but I still remember Jacksonville State from 2015.
And New Mexico State.
They had Diego Pavia, though, who's clearly
who cares
not that bad of a quarterback at the SEC level.
I mean, but I can remember South Florida. I can remember a lot of teams coming to Auburn and winning. I remember a guy by the name of Brett Favre, Southern Miss.
Yeah.
They come beat us and beat Alabama.
But I think if Mercer won, it'd be the worst game in Auburn history.
But I will say this, though. I don't think
it'll be a sold-out Iron Bowl.
Mercer's 9-1, but they haven't played a really good football team yet.
No, they haven't.
So you're taking Auburn?
I'm taking Auburn.
All right, Val, what are you doing?
Taking the Tigers.
All right, I'm going to tell you this real quick. I'm taking the Tigers.
I thought you were going to pick Mercer.
No, I'm taking the Tigers, but I want to flip the script just a little bit. I got some inside info, buddy. I know who our next head coach is going to be. I can tell you who I think.
Yeah, John Sumrall.
Yep, it's going to be. I got some late inside info, pretty good info. Yep. I do know he had an interview with Florida this week that was canceled.
Yeah, he canceled his interview in Gainesville.
So, hey, we'll see. I think that will be an announcement after the Iron Bowl. Auburn wins, hopefully. I hope. And we'll talk more SEC football when we come back with the Bagpipe Brothers. Hey, Giddens and Bauman in studio with me. We're doing SEC picks. We've done pretty well, 8-2 for all three of us last week. That's not shabby. I wouldn't bet my...
I need you guys to not do that anymore.
Well, I wouldn't bet my mortgage payment that I'll do it the rest of the way, because when we get into championship weekend, and especially bowl games...
Bowl games is where it got crazy last year. I had a huge lead, and you made it up.
And
you
I'll tell you this.
You made up ground incredibly quick.
You know how we can make it really interesting, too, during bowl week?
What?
Pick them with the line. That makes it really interesting.
And you got opt-outs galore. You got transfer portal
action. It's hard to keep up.
You got coaches leaving and coming. And
hey.
Bowl games are absolute madness.
All right, where are we going first with this? We need to get on.
We're
going to
stay in the SEC, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. The 5-5 Kentucky Wildcats fighting for a spot in the playoffs. Head to Nashville to take on the 14th-ranked Vanderbilt. I said playoffs, fighting for a bowl game spot. Vandy's fighting for a playoff spot. 8-2, Vandy's 9.5-point favorites. Can Vandy still sneak in?
Absolutely. I think there'll be a lot of chaos in the SEC. Let's be honest. Vandy's not going to Atlanta either.
No
All they've got to do is win this game and beat Tennessee, and they're in the playoffs, I'm telling you. Because somebody else is going to get eliminated, whether it be Georgia, whether it be Alabama, whether it be maybe even Ole Miss. Maybe even Texas. Okay? All those teams are still vying for playoff spots. give me anchor down tomorrow at Vanderbilt. I just don't think Kentucky can play like they played against Auburn in Nashville. Give me the Commodores.
Everyone was out on Mark Stoops. Let's fire him. Let's get rid of him. And then these past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or past 3 weeks, really. I know one was against Tennessee Tech. The offense has showed some flashes. They played better football. I don't think they win this week. I'm going to take Vanderbilt. But I do think Kentucky gives Louisville all they can take, and they might upset them next week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Kudos to Mark Stoops. You brought up a good point. They hammered Florida. I mean, that wasn't even a ball game. And that's usually one of the most competitive games. This is my opinion. I think Mark Stoops is the most underrated coach in the SEC.
To win even five games at Kentucky is a pretty good
mark. I mean, let's face it. When you get to October, the fans aren't coming. They're going to Rupp Arena. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And Kentucky fans have got to be in a weird state of confusion right now because football was terrible to start out with. It made them look forward to basketball. Basketball has started terribly, and football's playing well. So maybe they rally around this football team. No. I feel really, really good about Kentucky winning this game if it was at home.
Yeah, I would too.
But it's on the road. However, Vanderbilt.
Uh-oh. I feel it coming.
They're not a program that's historically known for winning when it matters. And right now, it really matters for them. Mm-hmm. Kentucky's on a 3-game win streak. Shooters shoot. Let's make it 4. Kentucky pulls the upset on the road.
He's digging that hole, David.
He's digging the hole deeper and deeper. It's almost like his stomach. It's a bottomless pit he's digging here. All right, where are we going next?
We're going to stay at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. The 2-8 Arkansas Razorbacks head to Austin to take on the 17th-ranked Texas Longhorns, 7-3. Texas may have fallen out of the playoff picture with their loss to Georgia, but they still got stuff to play for, trying to go for a possible 10-win season with a bowl win. Texas 8.5-point favorites. I think the better question at this point is, does Sark stay at Texas?
Oh, yeah. I think he's there. I think the money's there. I will tell you this. Of all the SEC teams, if there is a 3-loss team that will get into the playoffs, it will be the Texas Longhorns. I honestly believe – I mean, Georgia's got a big opportunity against
Texas A&M.
Yes, but also – and that would bolster them higher than any other win that anybody else would have, and that is a rival game. But I got to be honest with you. I just don't think Arkansas can muster up enough. This game is at Austin, correct?
Yeah.
Give me Texas in this game.
If this was at Arkansas, I'd 100% take Arkansas the way Texas has played these past few weeks, especially.
You would 100% take 2-8 Arkansas?
I would have taken them. The pig, man, woo pig. But being at Texas, Arch Manning, he's had some struggles, but his receivers have not helped him at all. I'll take Texas.
And I'm going to say this real quick before you pick. Texas looked pretty good against Vanderbilt offensively, I thought. And I think Vanderbilt's defense is better than Arkansas's defense. I just like Texas in this ballgame. What's the line on this one?
Surprisingly, Texas is only an 8.5-point favorite at home.
I would give up 8.5 if I was a betting man. I say they cover that. I think they win by 10, 12 points.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas, whether they've been competitive throughout the majority of the game or not been, they just lose. All they do is they figure out a way to lose. So if we're not going by the spread and keeping it close.
Too bad we don't play them again.
Yeah, I mean, even Auburn, 4 turnovers in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's just incredible how Arkansas just finds new inventive ways to lose. And I'm sure they do the same. They'll probably keep it close against Texas, but Texas at home. Arch Manning, I was riding him pretty hard earlier in the year. He was not playing well, but he's starting to do better. I mean, he was playing all right against Georgia, and his receivers were letting him down. I think he's starting to figure things out, and I think Texas wins this game handily.
All right, so we're all going Longhorn on that. Who we got next?
All right, now we'll do a little interesting game. It's a interstate matchup, sort of a rivalry here, but not a big one in football. I think this is more of a rivalry in baseball. You've got the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers heading to 3-7 South Carolina. South Carolina, boy, they've had their moments throughout this year to pull off some big upsets. Too, yeah. Having a lead against Alabama. I mean, having a 27-point lead against Texas A&M.
Could easily have two top five wins.
Easily.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to cry over spilled milk, but South Carolina's in that boat, and I tell you, my Auburn Tigers are too. We could easily have four top 10 wins.
Yep.
I mean, seriously.
But we never had game – in our games, we were close. We had opportunities to strike to take the lead. South Carolina had game control at a premium in two games against top five teams.
Eight-point
lead against Alabama with, what, 2 minutes left?
Had the ball.
27-point lead at halftime against Texas A&M on the road.
I get that. They faltered. But Auburn did have the lead in the fourth quarter against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We did have the lead just about the entire at the half against Georgia. So, I mean, you know, we're in the same boat. Who are you going with on this one, Gitta?
It's a 24-point South Carolina spread, and it's 3:15 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network.
I'll go first.
All right.
The Chanticleers come to town and go back with a loss. I'm taking Carolina.
South Carolina or Coastal Carolina, I believe, has played four starting quarterbacks throughout the season, and their one Power Five game was against Virginia. Granted, it was the first game of the season, lost 48-7. And South Carolina hasn't had that great of a year, but they've shown they can get big leads on a team. And Coastal Carolina is not Texas A&M. If you go up 27 points, they're not coming back. I'll take South Carolina.
Do you know what this game is being called? Seriously. What? I'm serious. The cockfight. Nobody even knows what a Chanticleer is. Can either one of you all tell me?
Is it a rooster?
It is a rooster. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Do you know what? There was a Walt Disney character that made that name popular back in the early 90s. Can you tell me who it was?
No.
Yeah. Rock-a-Doodle was a cartoon to come out, and the main character in that was a singing rooster, and his name was Chanticleer.
Huh.
I'm being honest. Little news fact there, and it's the cockfight this weekend.
So both of y'all picked South Carolina.
Step out there on that limb, big boy.
Dig that hole.
Dig that hole a little deeper.
The only way I get back into this is to go against you guys.
But you had the bowl games. You had the bowl games.
Yeah, and you got SEC.
I got a lot of bowl games.
Well, you got rivalry week, and then you got championship week, and then bowl games. So you still got a lot of time, but I'm telling you to step out on that limb and take the one cockfight that you want to.
If the rules were different and we were picking spread, I would pick Coastal Carolina.
Oh, I would too.
But since we're picking just a win, I got to go with South Carolina.
Okay.
All right. There's no way I can pick Coastal Carolina to win this game outright.
All right. Everybody's going cocky in Columbia. All right. Bless you, my brother. All right.
We'll jump ahead a little bit chronologically.
Why are we jumping ahead?
We're going to jump ahead a little bit.
How many more we got? Two?
We got two more because I want to save the SEC matchup for the last one of the week. So we'll go 6:45 p.m. Central Time on SEC Network. You got the 8-2 Western Kentucky Hilltoppers heading to Death Valley to take on the 6-4 LSU Tigers. LSU, a 3-touchdown favorite in this one. And I feel like that's a little high.
It is. They don't score a lot of points, but I think LSU's defense will keep the Hilltoppers at bay. Give me the Bayou Bengals. I won't go long on this.
Western Kentucky, this is a horrible draw. Night game at LSU, yeah, the worst possible thing for a...
They're drunk.
But how amped are LSU fans going to be for this one?
I have an LSU fan. He's happy they made a bowl game. Listen, he's excited.
How amped up are Auburn fans for tomorrow? I mean, let's be honest.
For Mercer?
Yeah.
It's
they're
football.
Not right, but they're 9-1. I guarantee you the stadium will be about full.
There are some students glad there's an excuse to go drink.
Absolutely. And if you don't think that LSU fans get up for a night game at 8 o'clock in the morning and start eating gumbo and drinking, I've been there.
Why don't you just put the drink in the gumbo?
That some of them do. Those coon asses do it the right way. I'm just here to tell you. Give me LSU.
So y'all both going LSU?
Yeah, I'm going LSU.
I'm picking a Nick Saban, man. That's nothing wrong with it. That's what they call each other. He called them that. Did he not, Bauman?
I don't know.
He did. Look it up.
I'm just trying to decide whether I should pick Western Kentucky or not.
Take them, baby. Take them Hilltoppers.
I think it'll be close. It'll be closer because Western Kentucky slings the football around the field. But it's a night game at LSU. Hard to win.
You can't sling it if you're on your back.
Can I phone a friend? Can I ask the audience?
No. Who are you going to phone? The pizza delivery guy?
I just want to be reminded of how LSU's pass defense has handled this season. They have Mansoor Delane, right?
Mansoor Delane.
Yeah, he's expected first or second round draft pick. Is he alone going to be able to shut down Western Kentucky's high powered passing attack? Because the Western Kentucky's just going to abandon the run. I mean, they're not going to even try to run it.
This is your pick. We told you who we're picking.
I kind of want to do it.
It's an hour show, Giddens.
I'm rubbing my fingers right now, my hands together.
Take that genie out of the lamp and put it on your back.
Magic eight ball. Shake it. Should I pick Western Kentucky?
Come on. We're an hour show here.
It said not no, but heck no. I'm taking LSU.
Okay. All right.
Last game. Come on, Giddens.
It's a rivalry. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. 7-3. The Tennessee Volunteers. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. See, Dave, you got him singing.
Bauman, who are they playing?
They're playing Florida.
Okay.
At Florida.
Are you done? He's done as long as he's doing that crap. There's a reason I play that tune, Giddens, is where you don't have to.
We can't sing along? It's in karaoke?
Do you know the words?
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
That's all you know.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home, sweet home to me.
Bauman, who you going
good
here?
Good old
who am I going with?
Rocky Top.
Woo-hoo. Tennessee does have a 10-game losing streak against Florida in the swamp.
Yeah?
The streak's over this year. Tennessee goes into the swamp and handles business. Florida goes down.
Go ahead, get up. He's thinking. He's thinking way too hard. Come on, this is only an hour show, Giddens.
Florida can't make a bowl game.
Florida's a weird team, man. I just don't know who's going to show up week to week. I have no idea. Are they going to be competitive? Are they not, like against Kentucky? Are they going to pull the upset like they did against Texas? Are they going to keep it close and should have possibly won like they did against Georgia? I don't know. I have no idea. But you know what? Alex picked Tennessee, so give me Florida.
Wow.
He is digging a hole today, wow. David.
Well, let me tell you something.
Big enough for the food you're going to bring.
You know, when it comes to bowl games and it comes to, I guess, playoffs, you can't spell citrus without UT in it.
That's true.
Tennessee's probably not going to make the playoffs. They're going to probably go to something like the Citrus Bowl, but they're good enough to beat this Florida team. I'm telling you, if not for the Kentucky game, I would step out on that limb too. And say that
I would too.
Florida is not a bad football team. I just don't think they have any direction whatsoever.
But
they
played a lot better against Ole Miss.
But think about this, guys. Of all the coaching jobs that are open, which one has been open the longest?
Oklahoma State.
No, Florida.
No, Penn State was before Florida, wasn't it?
Oklahoma State was first.
Well, I'm talking about around here. I'm talking about
in the Southeastern Conference. Florida.
I'm just saying. They have no direction right now, but they've got some good talent. But Tennessee is good enough to go down there and win. I'm with Bauman. They win in the swamp, throw oranges on the field at Ben Hill Griffin.
Problem with Florida is all their eggs are in the Lane Kiffin basket, and I don't think Lane Kiffin's even close to going to Florida.
I still think it's going to be Jed Fish.
Nope. I honestly think it's going to be.
He's their backup. He's their guaranteed backup plan.
Two reasons why I think Kiffin's going to end up there. Number one, he likes the beach. Okay. He is a beach person, and he's much closer at Gainesville than he is in Oxford, Mississippi.
You can go to Biloxi.
And I'm telling you, the one state that is the hottest bed for high school recruiting in high school football is the state of Florida. Think about this. What are the two other big programs doing in Florida right now? While Florida has been down, Miami and Florida State have not capitalized on it. They've not.
Nope.
This used to be the three of them were all powers. I think Lane Kiffin could go there and turn that program into another championship.
But you got to think about what Ole Miss has going for it, too, for Lane Kiffin.
I get it.
Ole Miss is the hottest bed for co-eds, and Joey Freshwater must love himself the Grove.
Listen, I get all that, And I will tell you this, too. Florida has a lot more money than does Ole Miss. Okay? You just, yeah.
Is it all about money, though?
It really is in today's game. Think about it with players. Players don't care where they go. They're going somewhere where they're going to get a fat wallet. That's it.
I really hope Tim Cook starts donating to Auburn Athletics.
I do, too.
I mean, as Auburn fans, are y'all not worried that if Lane Kiffin leaves, Summerall's going to go to Ole Miss rather than Auburn?
No.
The only place I'd be scared for Summerall to go to besides Auburn is Kentucky.
Kentucky's not open.
Because what I've heard is that if Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, Summerall's number one on their board.
I think they got to hurry up and push Lane out
to get some.
That's what they're trying to do by some reports. Right, Lane Kiffin said they're not, but
we got to get out of here. So I took Tennessee. He took Tennessee, and you're digging a hole deeper.
Or I'm coming back.
Well, David, we weren't any different this week, I don't believe. It's only Giddens over here that went on the limbs.
Why y'all keep picking the same thing over and over? Don't y'all have differing opinions on anything?
That's why we're 61 and 29 and 59 and 31.
Next week we'll have some differing opinions.
And you're six games behind us. We're smart.
Hey, don't forget who won this last year.
Hey, that's last year. Bauman wasn't even in it with us until halfway through the year.
I blame sleep deprivation.
You can blame it on whatever you want to. It's probably hunger. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week. We'll talk some more rivalry week next week, 10 SEC games. But I want to know what Giddens is going to choose for his one other segment.
Rocky Top, you'll always.
And we will have that for you next week.